To meet the men from the ministry. Join us now for another whirl on the Whitehall Roundabout with Norma Ronald, Ronald Baddeley, John Graham, and the men from the ministry, Richard Murdoch and Derek Guyler. The personnel of a successful ministry must work together like the crew of a great ship. In the General Assistance Department, for instance, the staff are like the crew of the Marie Celeste. They tend to disappear when wanting. But Secretary Mildred Murphy knows that at some stage they always come back.
Oh, hello, Mr. Lennox Brown. You're back from lunch early. It's only 3:30.
Yes, well, I haven't got my normal appetite today, Mildred. I could scarcely get through my third duck.
You didn't have your usual exercise this morning, did you?
No, someone has sharpened the pencils already.
Oh, the club catering's going off too, you know.
Oh, really?
Oh, the cheese was so strong it could have walked over and said hello to the coffee. No, the coffee was too weak to answer.
Mr. Lambacker?
Oh, he never went out, sir. He's on his health food kick again.
Oh, glory. And the keep fit thing as well, no doubt. Mm.
That's right, sir. He did some yogurt exercises in his office. And then he sat at his desk and ate a nut yoga. He says it clears his brain for these agricultural problems.
Agricultural problems?
No, the jobs that Gregory gave you.
Those agricultural problems.
Do you remember?
Well, of course I remember, Mildred. Yes, still, perhaps you'd remind me of the details, you see. I mean, it might, you know, stimulate a fresh approach.
Well, as the mini bag is overloaded, you're supposed to deal with any queries sent in by farmers.
Ah, yes, of course. And we were to look at the whole farming scene and suggest improvement. Yes, sort of agriculture vultures, eh? Yes, well, I'll give it a bit of thought later, yes. Now, first is a more important matter.
Yes, sir. Nice and strong and six lumps.
That's it, Mildred, my dear. Yes, well, I'll just see what Mr. Universe Lamb is up to.
Hello, Lamb. Why on earth are you jumping up and down like that?
You haven't dropped the stapling machine down your trousers again, have you?
Exercising. Getting fit enough to do it.
Fit enough to do what?
Fit enough to jump up and down doing these exercises.
Stop it, too, will you? Look like a worn-out yo-yo.
Also, I want to lose weight.
Ah, yes, like old Rudge at the Board of Trade with his stomach trouble.
Has Rudge got stomach trouble?
Yes, can't get his trousers over it. Settle down, Phil. Yes. Let's just look at these farming problems.
Well, I'm ahead on those. I've been doing replies all week.
Have you? Good. Well, what sort of things are they asking?
Well, one farmer said all his hens were lying on their backs with their eyes shut and their feet in the air. He wanted to know what was wrong.
Well, what did you say?
I said they were probably dead.
Yes.
A market gardener asked if this was the time to put manure on his strawberries.
Uh-huh.
I said it was up to him, but we always put cream on ours.
Quite right. You know, you've done rather well.
I haven't just answered queries. I've also designed a new scarecrow for farmers troubled with birds.
A new scarecrow?
Yeah, here's my drawing. Isn't it frightening?
Say, it certainly is.
This scarecrow is so frightening, the birds won't just leave the corn alone. They'll bring back what they stole last year.
Sure, if it is ugly. Oh, it reminds me of...
Mr. Gregory.
That's right, yes. You know, it's got Sir Gregory's hideous face and those evil eyes. The same lumpy features. And when he comes to the... Aha!
Talking about me, Lennox Brown?
Oh, no, Sir Gregory. No, we were talking about Sir Gregory Entwistle.
He used to be the barman at the Rose and Crown.
I see. And how goes your work for the Ministry of Agriculture?
Extremely well, sir. Extremely well, sir. I've given all the problems my personal attention.
Have you indeed? So it would be fair to say you're responsible for all that's been done.
It would be fair to say that, yes. In fact, you can say it, sir. Go right ahead.
Lennox Brown, the Ministry of Agriculture, furious.
Oh, Lamb.
did most of it, of course.
Sure he did. I understand you were asked by a local office for guidance in the case of a farmer Wren.
Yes, Sir Gregory. He'd been arguing about his celery. They had a long correspondence.
And what did you advise?
I told them to cut it short and refer the matter to the celery board.
So when you tell them to cut it short, you're referring to the correspondence?
Yes, Sir Gregory.
As usual, you failed to make yourself clear, with the result that local officers went out and cut his celery short.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear is right, Lamb. Wren is finding it hard to sell whamming sticks of celery. He's demanding compensation.
Compensation?
You won't get any, of course. But you're about to go down there and placate him. Remember, farmers are the backbone of the nation. So give him anything he wants. Short of actual help, that is. And don't bungle this, or I'll have your head for doorstop.
We must go down first thing tomorrow. You'll be glad to have me there to sort it out.
Ah, you perishing pinstripe pansies! Get out of here! I don't want your daft advice. I want compensation. And if you won't pay up, I'll sue you.
Yes, but Mr. Wren,
you little short ones. That's all they left me.
Pardon?
What can I do with little short ones?
You can't.
Don't you dare! I know you smart Alex from London. All fancy talk and cutting off people's assets.
Dear fellow, we're here to assist you. Wave in that pitchfork, woman, help.
Assist me? What do you know about farming? Nothing, that's what. You get out of my kitchen. Get off my farm, you hear me?
Oh, don't shout at the fancy gentleman, Seth. They're only trying to help.
You keep out of this, woman. And if you two ain't gone in 5 minutes, I'll help you into the pond on the end of my boot.
Oh, don't you pay no mind to my husband. All gas and no go, is Chef.
I think we should leave him before he does something nasty with that pitchfork.
We'll leave in our own good time, too. Let's retain a little decorum. We are senior executives.
Oh, quite right, sir. And a prettier fellow I never did see.
Oh, thank you, madam.
Oh, not you, him. Your young friend with a shy smile and the big brolly. Come here, Cheesy.
Me?
Yes, you. Cole, I wouldn't mind you for a partner next time it's Mollifin in the meadow. Come here, little darling, and I'll give you a nice surprise.
Yes, it's awfully kind of you, but we've got to get back to London.
Playing hard to get, eh, Saucy? I'll soon have you down off that sideboard.
Please, keep your hands off my colleague. You don't know where he's been.
Oh, come on. Give us a kiss, handsome. I got lofty ideas about you.
Lofty ideas?
Yeah. You and me in the A-loft.
No, and let go of that. You'll damage it. That's a new umbrella.
You've not gone yet, eh?
Mr. Wren, do something. Your wife's gone berserk.
No? Interfering with my wife, is he? Let her go, you filthy cur.
It's not me. She chased me around the kitchen and grabbed me by the cooker.
I know your sort. See a pretty face and you run amok. You've been trying to seduce her with your smooth talk and your aftershave.
Oh, yes, Mr. Wren. We should be fussing. Is that shotgun loaded?
You're damn right. It is. Now get out of here before I fill your bowler hats with lead.
That didn't mean no harm, sir.
I shall not be intimidated, madam. I have no intention of running away. But as it happens, we have an urgent appointment in London. Good day, John.
Let's get out of here. I've been hit once.
Where?
Just where it does most harm. Right in the bottom of my briefcase. Do you think Farmer Wren will sue us, man?
Shouldn't be surprised. He looks a bit of a sewer.
What a morning. I haven't been so embarrassed since Miss Lusty chased me up the fire escape.
Well, you certainly excited Mrs. Wren. Lord knows why.
Oh, I don't know. When I saw myself in the mirror this morning, I looked like a cross between the Prime Minister and Omar Sharif.
Ghastly thought. Well, I'm glad to be away from Sunnybrook Farm, I can tell you.
One consolation, as we nipped out, Mrs. Wren said she'd put a chicken in the car for me. Sort of peace offering.
Oh, I say, that is kind of her. Yes, I shall enjoy that. My wife cooks chicken rather well.
But it's mine. I'm going to take it home to my landlady and tell her to stuff it.
It is not yours, too. Hmm? Now, let's be fair about this. I mean, I am the senior man, and as such, I should get the bird.
Well, perhaps we could divide it in two.
Hmm?
I'll just see how big it is. She said she left it on the back seat.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, let's see. Oh, good gracious.
What did you say? Speak up, too. You're mumbling again.
Well, it's alive.
Huh?
Sitting there with its feathers on. Ooh, and it's done something satirical in your bowler hat.
What? Oh, Lord.
What on earth can we do with a live chicken?
We can pretty soon make it a dead one. Especially after what it's done to my hat.
You mean kidding?
Well, of course. Yeah, but not here in the car. No, I mean when we get back to the office. Right, Phil. Hold the bird on my desk, and I'll use this broom handle.
But it seems so cruel.
Oh, don't be so stupid, too. There's no need for sentimentality, especially over a cockerel. They expect to end up in the soup.
Look at him. He's staring at you with his big brown eyes.
Oh, nonsense. Yes.
No.
Yes, well, got you have a point. A blindfold over the eyes would help. Use my handkerchief.
Good idea, man.
Yep. No, not you, you fool. Not over your eyes, over the cockerel. Oh, good gracious me, what a fuss. Look, you hold the bird and I'll swing the broomstick. Miss Long, what are you doing now?
I'm tickling it under the chin so it'll die happy.
Oh, come on, let's get on with it.
Wait till I've lulled it into a cheerful mood. And when I nod my head, you hit it with the broomstick.
Stand by.
Now. Oh, my head.
Oh, sorry, I missed it. Yes, I'll try again.
Mother?
They're not quarreling, Mildred. You see, the farmer's wife went a bit potty and wanted me to go mollicking with her, and she gave it to me, and when we looked round, it had feathers on, and Mr. Lennox Brown wants to use it for soup because of his hat.
Yeah, so it's not quite as simple as that.
I know. You're trying to murder that chicken with a broomstick.
No, not at all, Mildred. No, we were given this splendid fowl, you see, and we're, training it.
Training it?
Yes. To, do tricks.
Well, perhaps that's enough training for today. He's snuggled down in your in-tray.
Yes, well, then we'd better move him out. I've often had rude thoughts about ministry members, but I don't want him putting them into practice.
About
well, I'm still going to move him. Now, come on, old chap. Get your... Oh, I say. Oh, look.
He's laid an egg.
Oh, good heavens. She isn't a he at all. He's a she.
Well, you can't keep now, can you? It's a lovely hen.
We can keep her and look after her and have our own free-range eggs.
Free range?
She can have the run of the window box.
In the ministry window box? What do you think Sir Gregory would say about that?
You're right. He wouldn't be very pleased.
Well, perhaps one of you could take her own.
Well, don't look at me. I mean, I wash my hands of the whole business. She was given to you two. Mrs. Wren's chicken is your pigeon.
I don't think I can take her home. My landlady's always said I mustn't have birds in my bedroom.
Sure, good Lord, at the time, I must be off. Yes, the parish council formed a special committee to deal with a hole in the church roof, and I've agreed to sit on it. I'll be in early tomorrow, possibly around 11. Good night, all.
Look, she's perched on your shoulder. She looks like you. You can tell by the way she's pecking your ear.
Well, she can stay here for the rest of the week. Sir Gregory's away. My landlady's back from tax fairs on Friday. She might let me keep her if I ask her nicely.
Let's put her out on the window box, then. Oh, she'll need some cover for sleeping at night.
We can put the safe on the windowsill. It hasn't got a door, so she can run in and out as she pleases. And she can have Mr. Lennox Brown's cushion for a lovely, cozy bed. Oh, this is going to be fun.
Who's a pretty little chicky, 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 chicky? Yes, come along then. I'll come to Uncle Derry. Yes. Now let's have some more chocky picky, eh? Yes.
I say, well, are you all right?
Yes. Here, come in, Bill.
I thought you said you'd lost your hands at the chicken.
Yes. Well, I mean, Henrietta looked a bit lonely.
Sorry, I'm late. I've been buying her some food. I got a packet of Brillo.
Brillo? What's that for? Cleaning the bath?
No. According to the label, it's a marvelous new product for boosting fertility. Look at the slogan. With new Brillo, it's all systems go.
Oh, and that'll make her lay more eggs, won't it?
So the man in the shop said. Oh. And I thought of brush and comb for grooming her.
Oh, glory, miss.
Come along, Henrietta. While I'm grooming her, she can have some of this. It's cornmeal with cod liver oil.
Oh, dear. Or mine, too. Look. Oh, it's sprinkled all over your desk.
Well, that's the idea. She'll soon eat it up.
Yes, well, as lucky Sir Gregory's away. Can you imagine how he'd react to this?
Look out! Gregory.
No, it's all right, Mildred. No, Sir Gregory's down in the country with Miss Bentwater from the typing pool.
No, he's not. He's coming down the corridor now. You better hide that thing.
Two action sessions.
Yeah, if he sees Henrietta, he'll have a fit of us. And us too.
Oh, quick, Mr. Lamb. Are you in the filing cabinet?
Yes, good idea.
I'll try and hold Sir Gregory's counter
off. In you go, Henrietta. Don't argue. It's for your own good.
Well done, sir. Yes, back. A shave, you know.
No, Miss Murphy, I do not want to see the bits off your knitting of your father.
Oh, Sir Gregory, how are you?
Oh, stop asking foolish questions and sit down.
Oh, thank you, Sir Gregory.
The new lamb, why are you shaking like that? Frightened of me, are you? Got a little chicken all of a sudden?
No, we haven't. I mean, there isn't. I mean, I'm not.
Well, I come back early than expected because of pressure of work. Lamb, why is your desk covered with... What is it? Some sort of corn?
Yes, enriched with cod liver. That's a yes.
You haven't answered my question. Why is it here?
It's his breakfast, you see.
His breakfast?
Yes. Now, he comes in early in the morning and he has a working breakfast.
Oh. Oh, well, it's a step in the right direction, I suppose. But why did he sprinkle it all over his desk?
Yes, sprinkles it all over the desk. Yes, you see, he does that so that he can take some exercise as he eats.
Mm. Yeah. Well, carry on eating, lamb. Don't let me interrupt you.
It's all right, I've had enough.
Nonsense, you can't work on an empty stomach. Eat it all up.
No, really, Sir Gregory.
Eat it, lamb.
Oh, all right.
That's the idea, too. He really enjoys it, you know.
Then why is he turning green?
Oh, is he? Surely not. Oh, ooh. Yeah, more of a delicate blue, though, isn't he, really?
What was that?
I didn't hear anything.
There he was again.
Oh. That was me, Sir Gregory. I coughed.
You're not getting a cold, I hope. Eat up that corn. It's full of vitamins. What a foul noise.
No, it wasn't. It was me.
Yes, I'm afraid he is getting a cold, you know, poor chap. Yes, he will come to work without his wellies.
Mm. If he's getting a cold, I shan't stay long.
Very thoughtful of you, sir, yes.
Well, I came to give you some extra tasks for the Ministry of Agriculture.
Oh.
Milk sales have been falling. We want you to do all you can to boost them up again.
I see, sir.
Link up posters, slogans, and so on. A big national campaign. You can spend up to... £13.
Thank you.
The second task is also to do with milk.
Yes, sir.
Government scientists have discovered an unusual substance that can be added to it.
Cream?
No, Lennox Brown.
Oh.
This is a chemical additive which is good for teeth.
Oh.
It's called dentifil, and it's put in milk the way fluoride's put in water. Tell distribution centers that dentifil is to be added to all milk before it goes out to the public. From tomorrow.
Good sir, yes.
Now, I'll put this file with the details on your desk.
Leave it to us, Sir Gregory.
I intend to.
Yes.
Good Lord, Lamb, you'd better watch that cough. After all, you're no chicken.
I'm beginning to feel like one after eating all that corn.
Oh, don't fuss, too. Get Henrietta out from the drawer before she suffocates.
Yeah, it's all right. Sorry, Henrietta, I didn't mean to eat your breakfast. Here, you can have some of my yogurt.
Here, I just said why Sir Gregory came back early.
Pressure of work, is it?
Yeah, that's what he said. The girls down the typing pool told me Daffy Bentwater's gone off him.
Well, not surprised. We went off him a long time ago.
Yes, well, now he's back. We can't keep Henrietta on the windowsill, can we?
And I can't take her home till my landlady's back. If Mrs. Bradley agrees, she can perch on the end of my bed.
Why do you want your landlady to perch on the end of your bed?
I think he means Henrietta, Mildred. Now, for the moment, too, you'd better take her up on the roof here. She'll be quite safe there. And she'll have the pigeons for company.
Right, come along, Henrietta. Could you bring the safe from the windowsill, man?
Yeah, all right, yes. Mildred,
While we're sorting out this hen business, could you send off an order to all milk distribution centers?
Well, what sort of order, sir?
Well, Sir Gregory wants this new chemical stuff added to the nation's milk. From tomorrow. It's all on, Mr. Lambsdale. Yes.
Hold on, Drew. I'm coming.
Cool. It's all go these days.
Well, that's enough agricultural jobs for this week.
Honestly, Mr. Lennox Brown, I've never seen you work so hard. Mm-hmm. 20 minutes you spent on that with only 2 tea breaks.
The milk marketing board's depending on it, you know, Mildred. Yeah. Now, how's this for a slogan? You need milk without a doubt. Drink a lot or your teeth fall out.
Beautiful, sir.
I thought so, yeah.
And how about all the farmers' problems?
Very tricky, some of them. Mm. One chap wrote that he'd taken his pigs to market every Friday for a year and not sold one.
Oh, and what did you say?
I pointed out that his local market day was Thursday. Odd complaint, though, you know, from a farmer in Kent. Can't get any help with his haymaking. Seems his son has run away to become a bootblack.
Fancy.
Yeah, well, I told him he'll just have to make hay while the sun shines.
You made that up.
Yeah, well, you smiled, go on, laughed, eh? There was no harm in a little joke now and then. Yeah.
Oh, here, talking of little jokes, where's Mr. Lamb?
He's up on the ministry roof, feeding Henrietta.
I must say, Henrietta's in great shape. I wonder if we should enter her for the civil service petrol.
Well, it's not much point, is there? Mr. Rudge always gets first, second, and third prizes with his hamster.
Not that, you know. Think it has something to do with all the judges working under him at the Board of Trade.
Well, Henrietta's looking magnificent. Lovely glossy feathers, beautiful white teeth, bright eyes.
Oh, good. She must like it up there on the... Did you say teeth?
Yes, ma'am. They're in splendid condition. Lots of filling inside.
Oh, your hens don't have teeth.
Of course they do.
Hens do not have teeth.
Well, Henrietta's got teeth. Perhaps it's something to do with that stuff I've been feeding her. Dentifil, it's called.
You've been giving a dentifil? Well, that's the thing we had to put in the milk.
No, no. It's that packet I bought the other day for extras.
Oh, nonsense. That was called Virillo or some such twaddle.
No, say it was Virillo that had to be added to the nation's milk. Never, because you told me to type out the orders.
I told you to type out the orders, yes, but the substance concerned was dentifil.
You said the stuff on the desk, and that was Virillo. Here. All right, Mr. Lennox Brown.
He doesn't look all right. His specs have steamed up and his moustache is all droopy.
Mildred, are you saying that you sent out orders for Virillo to put in all milk supplies?
That's right, sir, last week.
Virillo was meant for the hen. I know it was.
He doesn't think he's done any harm, does he? I mean, you're both okay.
I don't drink ordinary milk. My diet, you see, I have goat's milk.
When I drink tea with lemon. What about you, Mildred?
Oh, we always have powdered milk at home. More hygienic, my mum says. She doesn't fancy that stuff that comes from cows.
So we don't know what effect this Virillo is having. Two. Wait a minute. Huh? The Virillo leaflet's still on the desk. See what it says.
Yeah, right. Yes. Here it is. Virillo, the perfect fertility drug and hormone booster. Virillo arouses mating activities nature's way.
Oh, glory. I knew it. It's an aphrodisiac.
No, it's a British product. It says so on the leaflet.
An aphrodisiac, too. A love potion.
Oh.
You've put a love potion in the nation's milk supply.
And here is the news read by John Curl. Reports are coming in of riots tonight at a London old people's home. The trouble is believed to have started shortly after evening cocoa was served. Police were called in but left hurriedly after being chased out of the building by a crowd of elderly ladies. Earlier, the club's oldest member, 100-year-old Mr. D. Giler, said he is to marry 98-year-old Miss M. Cook. He said they were looking for a house near a good school. In the House of Commons, today's censure motion on the government was interrupted when opposition spokesman Mrs. Barbara Castle rushed across the chamber and leapt into the arms of the Prime Minister. They left the House hand in hand and were later seen sailing together on the Serpentine. The leader of the opposition wound up the debate with a bitter attack on the decision to add a tooth protective to the nation's milk supply. He accused the government of tampering with nature and warned that unforeseen side effects might ensue. He then picked up his handbag and left the chamber. In London's West End, tonight's performance of O Calcutta was halted while the cast sat down and watched the audience. It's believed that... excuse me, the producer's secretary is coming into the studio, probably an urgent message. What? Certainly not. Take your hands off me.
No! Help! Help! Let me go! Help! Help!
What are we going to do when the country's in an uproar?
Oh, pull yourself together, too. No one knows it's the milk that's causing the trouble. And as I've sent out orders stopping all additives, the chances are they never will.
Oh, well done, man.
Of course, the effects will take a while to wear off.
Yes. Raj at the Board of Trade and Miss Lutty from Pensions have been stuck in the lift for 2 days.
Perhaps throw a bucket of cold water over Fatty Scott and Mrs. Granny from the canteen.
It's a rice pudding, apparently.
Look out, Gregory's coming down the corridor.
Oh, dear, he'll murder us.
Two, I told you, he can't know anything about the milk. Now, put a bold face on it.
Telegram.
Hello, Sir Gregory. About this milk business. Why is Lamb climbing on the hat stand trying to disguise himself as an overcoat?
I'm opting out, Sir Gregory.
Well, opt back in again at once. So I was saying, Lennox Brown, this milk business.
Yes, Sir Gregory.
Great success. We're all very pleased.
Well, you see, it was Lamb who first...
Success?
Pip, please.
Milk sales have rocketed. The Prime Minister's delighted.
The Prime Minister? You mean he's been having it?
Indeed he has, in great quantities. Your sales promotion campaign has been a big success.
Oh, well, I don't think nothing of it, Sir Gregory.
I thought nothing of it, but in some extraordinary way it's worked. Hmm? The farmers are overjoyed, and milk sales have rocketed, as I said. Apparently there are even rumors going around that milk has an odd effect on people.
What sort of effect, Sir Gregory?
Oh, this, that, and the other.
Mostly the other.
Well, even pubs are selling milk now. There are queues outside every dairy in the country, and several milklets have been hijacked. You can't understand it. I never touch the stuff.
So the Ministry of Agriculture are happy with our effort.
They certainly are. Well done, all of you.
Oh,
by the way, I'm going away tomorrow for a few days. You'll remember I cut short my trip the other week.
Oh, yes. Miss Bentwater went off. Might I ask, sir, is Miss Bentwater going with you too to take notes?
As a matter of fact, she is. Yes. She's rather keen to go, and I think she'll be fast and efficient.
Does Miss Bentwater drink milk at all?
Yes, she does. Gallons of it.
Then I'm sure she'll be fast and efficient.
Have a good afternoon.